This is Vatican Radio. I'm Devin Watkins. He made boots for the Pope and was released from prison. This is the story of Bobby Penny, the first inmate taken under the care of Deacon Thaddeus Horbovi, a retired prison chaplain for the U.S. Federal Bureau of Prisons. Deacon Horbovi told me the story of the pair of Texan boots during a recent trip to Rome.
Bobby Penny was my first inmate. He walked into my office and he says that, "Chaplain, I've been sent here by warden to work as your helper." And so I said, "Tell me your story." Later on, I learned not to ask what the prisoners are for. But this was my first inmate. And I said, "Mr. Penny, tell me." And he says, "Yes, I was a hooligan. And for no good, we were going and rob people, drinking, a little smoking. And from our crowd, from three of us, said, 'Listen, my uncle in Texas has a trucking company, and he will have cash tomorrow. So why don't we just stage like you robbing us, and then we have cash to play with?' And so they did, and the nephew pulled a gun and killed his uncle right shot in the head. And then he snitched on Bobby Penny. So Bobby Penny got 47 years AGG aggravated. And now he walks into my office as a first inmate. He was already a career inmate because he was already 6-7 years in. I was the newbie chaplain. So I noticed that he was somehow different. He didn't have the attitude. He was the chaplain. "I am here to do my time. I'm here to work. If you need something, I know a little bit of prison life." So I rely on him as a resource. And he would tell me a few things. And then, all of a sudden, I got promoted to Livingston. And I said, "Well, Mr. Penny, Bobby, we call him by first name, I am now promoted to chief chaplain in Livingston, and warden just told us that we can transfer one inmate. Would you like to go?" He says, "Oh, chaplain, sure. And I will work for you again." So it happened. I was happy to see him in my office, but warden at the time, I got into it, warden, because they made 10 prison, 3,000 each, copy, like the same layout. For 3,000 inmates, there was room for 56 prisoners. And I said to warden, "How are they going to get better if you don't have a facility, if I don't have a room to meet with them?" And so the warden says, "Well, build yourself a chapel right there in the yard. By the way, that inmate you transfer is not going to be yours, because I'm a warden." So Bobby comes in and he says, "Chaplain, why did you transfer me here? I can't even work for you." I said, "Listen, you can still work for me. You can volunteer. After your regular work, you can work for me." And so we went to SAG, and he was carrying my Bibles, and he was still telling me, "Watch for this and don't believe that one." And then he gets angry and frustrated, and he says, "Why did you transfer me here that you can't even give me a job? You know, this is not fair. I already had my life over there." I said, "Listen, why don't you make me boots?" "Well, I don't know how to make boots. I only know boots repair." I said, "Listen, you have plenty of time. Learn it. I want boots, and I want it the way I want it. I want it with my ordination insignia. And I want it the best. I want it special." So 3 months later, they're coming up with the boots. And I was so taken when I left for Federal Bureau of Prison, because the communists collapsed and the Russian thugs came from Russia and they got rounded up in nearby Louisiana. And they were looking for Russian speaking. So I get a call, "Listen, do you speak Russian?" I said, "Don't tell anybody. We're not proud of that." "Well, listen, we offer you a federal job." "Well, what's the offer for pay?" And say, "Well, they quoted me double what I was making." So I said, "When do I start?" He says, "Tomorrow." And here I work. And upon leaving, I said, "Listen, Bobby, I will take care of you. You can call me sometimes." I didn't realize that I am obligated by federal law not to have any contact with any inmate or ex-inmate, so I couldn't even tell him that. So he was kind of frustrated that I broke my promise. But then, when I finally retired, I went to Livingston, and I see Bobby Penny. And I said, Bobby Penny, I am invited by the Pope for Jubilee for deacons. And listen, would you make these boots for the Pope? He says, oh, I would, but I have to ask Warden. And Warden heard about it and says, no, he is not going to make any boots for the Pope. He's going to be too famous. We're not going to allow him. I said, listen, Warden, I don't have to worry about you either because I can go to Telemundo TV and I don't have to worry. I want him to make a boots. You got it? Thank you, sir. He says, you're out from my institution. And they escort me. And I said, oh, I hope he doesn't get in trouble. But then I get a letter from him, say, Chaplain, I made parole. I'm released from prison.
So he made boots for the Pope, and he got released.
He got released, and so now he got released. But I find him a job. He actually looked in a boot shop, and he found a job with Al, who is the Knights of Columbus, and he has a boot shop. So I went there, and I see Al has insignia of Knights of Columbus. So we made his brothers, you know, 4th degree Sir Knight. So I said, listen, I vouch for him. This is different. I vouch. I don't vouch very often. This is, you take care of him until I come back.
That was Deacon Thaddeus Horbovi, retired prison chaplain for the U.S. Federal Bureau of Prisons.